ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय शुद्धाय शांताय नमः सनिष्ठया
शुद्धाय शांताय नमः सनिष्ठया
मनस्य पार्थं विलस द्वयाय
मनस्य पार्थं विलस द्वयाय
नमो जगत्स्थान लयोदयेषु नमो जगत्स्थानलयोदयेषु
नमो जगत्स्थानलयोदयेषु
विहित माया गुणविग्रहाय शुद्धाय शान्ताय नमः सनिष्ठया
शुद्धाय शान्ताय नमः सनिष्ठया
मनस्य पार्थं विलस द्वयाय your transcendental form is full of transcendental bliss. We therefore offer our respects unto you. Your appearance as Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva are meant for the purpose of creating, maintaining and annihilating this cosmic manifestation. Purport by His Divine Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. A pure devotee whose mind is always engaged in the service of the Lord can certainly appreciate the impermanence of this material world. Although such a devotee may be engaged in executing material activities, this state is called Anasakti. As explained by Srila Rupa Goswami, Anasakti Vishayan Yathadha Upayantitaha. A devotee is always unattached to material activities because in the liberated state his mind is always fixed on the Lord's feet of the Lord. This material world is called Dvaita, the world of duality. A devotee knows very well that everything within this material world is but a manifestation of Supreme Lord's energy. To maintain the three modes of material nature, the Supreme Lord takes on different forms as Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva. Unaffected by the modes of material nature, the Lord takes on different forms to create, maintain and annihilate this cosmic manifestation. The conclusion is that although a pure devotee appears to engage in material activities in the service of the Lord, he knows very well that material enjoyment for sense gratification has no use whatsoever.
श्रीचैतन्यमनोऽधिष्ठं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदाद्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुवैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावभूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्ता राधाकान्ता नमोऽस्तु ते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे भूतैर्महाद्भ यै मा पुरो विभु निर्माय शेते यदमूष पुरुष भुङ्क्ते गुणान् षोडश षोडशात्मक सोऽलङ्कृशीष्ठ भगवान् वचांसि मे Hare Krishna. Here we are at the prayers of Prachetas unto the Supreme Lord. Here they are directly addressing the Supreme Lord, describing the Lord's different qualities. Starting from Shuddhaya, Shantaya, Namasanishthaya. Do we want to make our life easier? Yes or no? Yes, we want to make our life easier. For that, a formula is given in this purport and the verse. If we can understand, realize and practice this one point, then all of our life becomes much easier. What is that point? Material enjoyment for sense gratification has no use whatsoever. This is the final statement in the purport. And that is the sum and substance we can take from this verse and purport. Of course, we will explain further. If we can realize this point, if we can apply this point to the degree we can, to that degree we can be out of trouble. So there is a whole formula is given in a very succinct sutra format. If we can avoid sense gratification, if we understand that sense gratification has no value, then life becomes simpler. Uncontrolled mind and senses punish us, cheat us, entangle us. But in conditioned state, we think that the uncontrolled mind and senses are awarding us all kinds of freedom. This is one level of the consciousness of the karmis for the materialists, where one thinks that more uncontrolled senses and mind, more freedom, more enjoyment. And here Prabhupada is taking to the other extreme, that material enjoyment for sense gratification has no use whatsoever. And where are we standing? Probably in between. So this is our life. So as far as we are moving to the conviction that the sense gratification and the material desires have no value, to that degree we can make our life simpler and quickly we can make spiritual progress. So of course we are in between. Since we are in between, it is good to feel humiliated. It is good to feel cheated. It is good to feel entangled by the material energy, by the uncontrolled mind and senses. It is good to feel like that. So as the curtain of Maya unveils in a devotee's life, to that degree a devotee feels, look, I am being cheated, I am being humiliated, I am being entangled. So such feelings, even though negative, it is positive. So we are not talking about positive psychology, but it is a reality. A devotee, as make progresses, especially in our condition, we feel, if we are feeling the uncontrolled mind and senses are really humiliating us, it is very healthy to feel like that, because that is the reality. I'll tell you a story where few people went to show and see a performance in a school where only dumb and deaf children are there. Now there are schools like that, they give for challenged children, so special kids. So they are dumb and deaf. And they put on a show for this guest. And in this show, they were dancing, you know, kind of classical or cinematic, few combinations of dances they were doing. And they can't hear anything, they can't speak anything, dumb and deaf. So the music started. As the music started, they started the dance. So the steps, the bodily movement, expressions, everything perfect. Can you imagine? So everything was perfect, everything was going on smooth, and this is India. So at one point, electricity went off. So electricity went off, but all of them continued their dance. Can you imagine? They continued their dance, and the audience, they were a little bit shocked, because they were doing everything but there was no music. Still everything was going on as normal. All these kids, one kid could hear a little bit, very slightly. And she was right in the front dancing, and her facial expression completely changed. And she felt completely embarrassed in the situation. Why? Because she could see that now there is no music, there is no singing, nothing, because it was a recorded one. But they are simply acting, and she could sense it, that she, you know, that she's being humiliated in oneself, because nothing is happening, they are just showing the whole thing. But the rest, they felt nothing, they just continued. She did continue, because everyone was doing the same dance. So one who watched this was telling,
how he could observe complete change in the expression of the person who could actually realize what was going on. So this is the position of an upcoming devotee, probably one of us, that we had this feel that we are being cheated by our senses and mind, and it's a very healthy feeling. So it is very positive, we had to feel it, and it is good because that can be an impetus to approach the Supreme Lord. So we can catch ourselves in our own shortcomings. Yesterday I was doing a talk and one person was asking this question: what is the importance of self-examination in bhakti? So I was explaining, yes, our progress can be checked with others. People can give a comment, especially those who are senior. At the same time, we can reflect on ourselves as well. How is my chanting? How is my reading? I am chanting for maybe 2 years, maybe 5 years, maybe 10 years, maybe 15 years, maybe 20 years. Still, mind is going everywhere. Isn't it humiliating? Does that help us to be humble? It should. If we are puffed up, one ISKCON Maharaj mentioned this point. If you are puffed up, just observe your own chanting. Then if you are in your senses, you can come to the platform of humility. Isn't it true? Chanting for so many years still, we cannot control the mind. It is really humiliating. So it is good to observe. The mind harboring lusty desires, so many years of practice still, material desires, lusty desires lurking in the mind. So we can see, yes, it is there. So we can see, this is the reality what we are dealing with. Still, taste, eat non-prasada, or sometimes vegetarian, no onion, no garlic. So outside food, it's okay. Can you see? This is how the material desires are creeping in to our mind. Sometimes Bollywood songs, okay. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes it's okay. Spend a lot of time on YouTube, you know, it's okay, you know, you start with one thing and you spend time on it. I start reading the newspaper, but looks like I have memorized the whole newspaper. Started with the headline, but now I have memorized the whole newspaper. So this is how we have to catch ourselves, what is really going on in our life. If we want to be serious, do I want to show off to other devotees with the material possessions and positions that I have? Whatever I have, do I want to show off? Is that mentality in my mind? We have to check. Or are we becoming envious seeing other devotees having a better car or a house or wealth? Check our own consciousness. Then when we do that, then we see, yes, I am not a Paramahamsa, I have problems. When which is good. So this is how the curtain of Maya is unveiling, and then we can see the reality of our own self, and that is very helpful. So this is not to get depressed. It is a call for action. It is not to get into the negativity. No. In bhakti always there is progress. So the real humility means action in Krishna consciousness. So this is the difference between low self-esteem and humility. Low self-esteem means, oh, I am useless. I can't do anything. And one feels negative and negative and do nothing about it. And one doesn't see Krishna in the picture. One doesn't see any hope. But in humility, there is full confidence in Krishna. So there is full hope in Krishna that I can take shelter of Krishna. So, Krishna will help me to get out from this situation. So, that is the difference. So, I will read a little bit from Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Lord Chaitanya is speaking to Sanatana Goswami in Sanatana Siksha, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is making such an interesting point, where a devotee is coming out from the material clutches to devotion service. So that path of transformation
that path of progress we can see. So here, Lord Chaitanya is speaking to Sanatana Goswami. Due to his being opposed to Krishna consciousness, the conditioned soul is punished by the witch of the external energy, Maya. The material world, material existence. He is thus ready to suffer the threefold miseries. Miseries brought by the body and mind, the inimical behavior of other living entities, and natural disturbances caused by the demigods. One is ready to suffer. There is no choice. Lord continues, In this way, the conditioned soul becomes the servant of lusty desires. And when these are not fulfilled, he becomes the servant of anger and continues to be kicked by the external energy Maya. So Mahaprabhu is using very classic words. One being kicked by Maya. And also Maya is termed as the witch. So very strong words to explain this mentality to enjoy this material world. Wandering and wandering throughout the universe, he may be chanced to get the association of a devotee physician, whose instructions and hymns make the witch of the external energy flee. The conditioned soul thus get in touch with devotional service to Lord Krishna. And in this way, he can approach nearer and nearer to the Lord. Isn't it amazing? So this is the process of bhakti, and this is how we all came in touch with Krishna consciousness. And the Lord is very merciful. The Lord wants to take charge of the devotees. And since we have committed to chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mantra and to follow four rites, so for such a devotee, the Lord takes charge. The Lord takes charge of such a devotee. It's not only pure devotees, but for any devotee who shows some commitment, the Lord takes charge of such a devotee. Sagateva yat pravannoyas tava smiti cha yajate abhyam sarvada tasmai dadami eta pratam mama. So here the Lord is telling, even once a devotee tells, or anyone approaches the Lord and tells, "My dear Lord, from this day I am yours." So if one tells this to the Lord only once, then the Lord is telling, it is my vow that if one only once seriously surrenders unto me, then I shall immediately award fearlessness in that person. So the Lord wants to give fearlessness if one approaches the Lord and tells him very sincerely, "I am yours." So this is the beginning of bhakti. And then the Lord quotes a verse which is very important and which is showing the plight of the conditioned living entities. And it's a famous verse, you might have heard. Kamadinam kadina kadita palita durvidesha tesham jata karuna natrapa mavashantiti usrijeta natya dukate sampratam laddha buddhi tvam ayatat sharanam abhayamma nimshatmadasye. So here, the condition of a soul who is trying to serve the Lord but at the same time under the clutches of the material energy is described. And what is that? Kamadina kartina kathita palita durudesha. There is no limit to the unwanted orders of the lusty desires. There is no limit. One may be chanting for 2 years, 5 years, 15 years, 20 years. Still, material desires can flow into the mind. So there is no limit to this. Tesham jata maina karuna na trapa na upashanti. Even though I have tried to fulfill these material desires again and again and again, still they haven't shown me any mercy. And not only that, I never felt ashamed. How is that? Here is the point. Humiliation. I never felt ashamed. I have again and again said to this master, this master has never shown me any mercy. Still, I am shamelessly serving the material desires. This is the plight of a conditioned living entity. And part of it we can see in our own life. Not only that, still I don't have any desire to give them up. So according to the level of advancement, a devotee can see this in one's life. Certain material desires we do serve, we don't feel ashamed, and we don't want to give them up. Is it right? Everyone will have a different set of such material desires. But it is there. It's not only for karma, it is in our own life. We have our own set of material desires which we are holding on to. Then, what is the recommendation given by Mahaprabhu? Oh my lord, Yadupati. Oh my lord, the head of the Yadu dynasty. Recently, however, my intelligence has been awakened. Sampradha, now I have obtained my intelligence. And so, I want to give them up. Due to transcendental intelligence, I now refuse to obey the unwanted orders of his material desires. Finally, I want to give them up. And now, come to you to surrender myself at your fearless lotus feet. Kindly engage me in your personal service and save me. Atmadasya. So it is not just service but personal service unto you, and please save me. So this is material existence, and this is how we can actually gain self-respect. How to gain self-respect? By following the order of the Lord and controlling the mind and the senses. Here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, beginning itself, mentions a devotee's mind is controlled because a devotee's mind is engaged in serving the Supreme Lord. So the process is given. When the mind is fixed upon you, as it is given in the translation, the world of duality, although a place of material enjoyment, appears meaningless. So this is the only remedy. And how much absorption is required? If you are plunged into the ocean of sense gratification, you have so much of material desires, then how much absorption is required to feel safe? First, if you are drowning, first keep the nose above the water level. That's the first level. For that the first thing, then you can breathe. Similarly, if you have so much of material desires, first float. First, get the nose above the water. That is chanting without fail, 16 on the Hare Krishna mantra and following 4 acts. But that's not the end. From there, as it is mentioned in this verse, we can work on ourselves. And it is a reality that when we get absorbed in Krishna conscious services, naturally we can control our mind and senses. It's amazing, when we have a mission of serving Krishna, we can take many examples, then we understand that naturally the mind and senses are under control. For example, if you are running a book distribution, if you are running a marathon, our mind and senses become much more controlled than otherwise. Is it right? We may get surprised, so how can we go on distributing books or being on the street for so many hours? Even the street in summer is full of half-naked women. Still mind is not agitated. How is it possible? Because there is a very clear mission in the mind. Okay, we had to distribute so many books. We had to keep going, whatever it is. Can you see, when that absorption is there, then whatever we see, we don't get agitated. And otherwise, if mind is just flowing here and there, then just see half-naked women. My mind will be completely bewildered. It's a reality. That's how it is. So it's a simple thing. when mind is absorbed, so when the nose is above water, we can breathe. Similarly, when we are in Krishna consciousness, when we are absorbed in Krishna consciousness, then other things seem to be okay. It is fine. Janmashtami. You understand what I'm saying? So Janmashtami, we can see devotees are constantly absorbed in service. No eating, no drinking. Still devotees are absorbed in Krishna service and everyone is very enthusiastic. Isn't it? People are not complaining, you know, oh, so hungry today. No, people are so busy serving Krishna and no problem. We see Guru Gobind Prabhu heading up the cleaning team. You know, after midnight, after everything, Prabhu is even ready to dress Srila Prabhupada, take bath, dress Prabhupada, then go home. Or stay back. Sometimes even Nandalal Prabhu will be seen. Next day morning, he's here till next day morning. Maybe take shower, dress Prabhupada and go. Or stay back. So, this is possible when there is absorption in Krishna consciousness. Of course, we may not be able to do this every day. Still, when there is absorption in service, we can see miracles happen. We can do things which we don't do otherwise. So, if there is stress in Krishna consciousness, it is good in one sense. At least we are not thinking about sense gratification. If there is some pressure on, it is good. We are not thinking about sense gratification. It has to be healthy, but it's a fact. You know, 2 days back there was the Yatra, right? 2 days back?
Yesterday.
2 days back. Day before yesterday was the Yatra. Finally, after the Supreme Court order, they could conduct the Rath Yatra because the devotees were in anxiety because if one Rath Yatra is missed, then it takes 12 years to start the next one. 12 years, they cannot conduct the Rath Yatra. So that is the rule of Janakpuri. If you miss one Rath Yatra, 12 years, no Rath Yatra. So all the devotees were in anxiety and the Supreme Court had banned the Rath Yatra because of the COVID situation. Then even the state and the central government appealed to the Supreme Court to allow the Yatra procession with restrictions, and the court sanctioned. Then I heard that the Pandas, they were not sleeping and they were preparing for the Yatra the whole day and night, because 16 hours before they got the permission, I think, to start the Yatra. So this is how it is. So if they had to do, then they didn't sleep, no sleep. Thousands, a few hundred people continuously working to make this Rath Yatra happen. And this is what happened in 1967. The first Rath Yatra in ISKCON in San Francisco. Srila Prabhupada told the devotees in San Francisco, I will come to San Francisco if you people can put up a Rath Yatra, just like what happens in Jagannath Puri. And devotees were working day and night hard to make it happen. And the pioneer of ISKCON Rath Yatra is Jayananda Prabhu. So Jayananda Prabhu, he was working day and night and engaging others in service. And Jayananda Prabhu was so absorbed in service and he was so expert in engaging in others in Krishna service, he would ask one person who is walking by, Prabhu, do you know how to hit and, you know, strike a nail? So just take the nail, you put it there on the head with the hammer, just hit it. So we have only, just do that. So one person will come, maybe drunkard, maybe just a hippie, not even a devotee. He will take a nail, they will just hammer it. And that is the first thing. And it will take at least 8 hours or 10 hours, that person would be serving the Rath Yatra. So starting from, Prabhu will say, just, do you know how to, you know, put a nail, strike a nail? They say, yeah, I can try. Okay, do this. And Prabhu will engage him for hours together. Even Jayananda Maharaj, he remembers that the first person to engage him in service was Jayananda Prabhu. So that is the potency of Jayananda Prabhu. So this is absorption in Krishna service. The last person to go to bed was Jayananda Prabhu. And the first person to get up was Jayananda Prabhu. The Prabhu was very pleased by the service of Jayananda Prabhu. This is absorption in Krishna service. When Jayananda Prabhu was temple president, he was the one who was putting out the bins And the rubbish man asked, you know, rubbish man was thinking he's just a worker there. I think there was a conversation, right? The rubbish person something asked, okay, I forgot that part. Anyway, everyone was thinking the rubbish guy was saying he's the, you know, the rubbish collector of the temple. But he was the temple president. He was so absorbed in Krishna's service. And in the purport, in the beginning itself, Prabhupada explains one of the main philosophical points and a practical point of Krishna conscious philosophy, which is Yukta Vairagya. We need to understand this very clearly, because all our services are based on this principle, and there are applications as well as misapplications for this principle. What is that verse? Anasaktasya Vishayan Yatharham Upayuchataha Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe Yuktam Vairagyam Uchyate. Here Srila Prabhupada very emphatically points out one word, that is anasakti. This Yukta Vairagya principle is coming from, first is anasakti. Anasakti means a devotee is not attached. And at the same time, connecting things in the appropriate way to Krishna. So a devotee is not attached to the material possessions or positions, the material energy, however engaging all this energy in service of Krishna in the proper way, yathaham, then it is yukta vairagya. So where this principle is coming from? Because our philosophy is achintya bheda abhedata. The connection between Krishna's energy and Krishna is, it is non-different, at the same time it is different in an inconceivable fashion. So since Krishna's energy is connected to Krishna, the best use of Krishna's energy, or the only use of Krishna's energy, is to serve Krishna. So this word, this Yukta Vairagya principle coming from. However, it's a very high principle, so a devotee who can properly apply this principle has to be anasakta, as it is mentioned in this purport. First, if you want to properly use it, has to be done in a detached fashion. So it is not like, look, I have the desire to have a big house in the expensive suburb in Melbourne. So yeah, I have that desire and I have the money, and I buy the desire and tell, because I want to hold a preaching program, so I have a big house. That is only an excuse. That is not anasakta. That is asakta, but it is engaged in Krishna service, which is good. So it is not a complete aspect of Yukta Vairagya. It is partially true. There is a karma mishra. It's not exact. It's not pure. So it's not anasakta sufficient. It's not. I have the desire to have a very expensive posh car. Yes, you can have that. Then said, you know, I am getting this expensive car because I can take devotees to the temple. Who are those devotees? My family. Which is good. It's not bad. It is good. But it's not yet coming to the platform of anasakta. It is asakta. There is asakti. It is karma mishra. Which is okay. It is good for purification. But the point is, anasakta is a vishayan. It's a very high platform. That's all. So one is no attachment to material energy, and yadharam, one is engaging in Krishna service in the proper way, not whatever we feel like, and then telling, okay, this Krishna service. Then nirbandha Krishna sambandhe. Then in the proper way, one, when one is engaged in Krishna service, then it is considered yukta vairagya. So yukta vairagya is a very high principle, and a very advanced devotees give direction how to apply this principle in devotee's life. For example, Srila Prabhupada, spiritual master, they can see actually how it can be properly used in Krishna service. Otherwise, in neophyte platform, it's good to engage in Krishna service, but if we don't discern properly, it can be entangling as well. Because it can be improper engagement sometimes, or it can be sprouted from our own material desires. So one has to be quite careful in understanding this principle. And here a very interesting point is that when duality is dispersed in devotional service. So when we are absorbed in Krishna service, then this duality is dispersed. How the duality is dispersed in Krishna service, in devotional service? We act for Krishna's pleasure, not as a response to the dualities. General world is a response to dualities. Material existence means response to dualities. There is a heat, cold, respect, disrespect, whatever, good, bad, etc. Then it's a response to the dualities. That is material existence. Whereas devotional service means response to Krishna's pleasure. So when it is a response to Krishna's pleasure, then there is no significance to dualities as such. So in devotional service, the duality is dispersed. So that is a very important point. And these three principal deities who are there for creation, maintenance and dissolution, they are acting as agents of the Lord. They are using the world of dualities. They are using the three modes in Krishna service for creation, maintenance and annihilation. So they are actually showing the Yukta Vairagya. They are detached, but they are using the modes itself in Krishna's service. That's why they are known as Guna Avatars. And finally, we will discuss a little bit about Lord Jagannath Rath Yatra, a bit of pastime, just to commemorate this auspicious occasion. So very briefly, so we know the meaning behind the Rathyatra. The Rathyatra is very intimate pastime of the Lord, and at the same time it has very important preaching application. So Srila Prabhupada brought that intimate pastime of Krishna to the Western world to spread Krishna consciousness. So this is the bhakti and brilliance of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada was performing this Rath Yatra even in the childhood. They had 8-day long celebration of the Rath Yatra. The pulling the cart, offering bhoga, distributing prasadam, kirtan, etc. 8 days. And Prabhupada's father, Gaur Mohan Ray, funded and encouraged this leela for 8 days. That's amazing if you think about it. And Prabhupada had this special attraction for the Yatra, and Prabhupada used this in Krishna's service to spread Krishna consciousness. So around the world, many places, the main preaching activity is the Yatra. One of the main preaching activities is the Rath Yatra. Started from the first Rath Yatra in San Francisco, then New York Rath Yatra, the Fifth Avenue, one of the major avenues, still that avenue is being closed for the other traffic to perform Rath Yatra. So important. And everyone knows about ISKCON, about Krishna consciousness movement through Rath Yatra. So on the internal aspect of Rath Yatra, the Lord is going to Vrindavan from Aishwarya to Madhurya, from Dwaraka to Vrindavan. As in Kurukshetra, when the residents of Vrindavan met Lord Krishna, they wanted to pull him on a chariot to Vrindavan because they couldn't stand the opulence, the Aishwarya of the Lord. They wanted the same cowherd boy in Vrindavan. So there is a very intimate aspect to this Rath Yatra. But Srila Prabhupada brought it to the West. Still the internal aspect is there for those who know it. And for others, it became such an amazing preaching mission. So you can see this brilliance of Srila Prabhupada and his bhakti, how he brought this intimate pastime to the whole world. And as you know, Lord Chaitanya manifested his most amazing pastimes in front of Rathkat in Jagannath Puri. He himself arranged 7 chanting parties with one leader for one party, a lead singer, 5 persons to respond, a lead dancer,
and so many accompanying, like that he made 7 parties. And 4 parties in front of the Rath car, and 1 party on either sides of the Rath, and 1 party behind the Rath. In that way, the Rath car was surrounded by the devotees. And they were performing Sankirtan. And what Sankirtan was that? It was not normal Sankirtan. It is known as Prema Sankirtan. This is the Prema Sankirtan, because all had Prema for the Supreme Lord. Everyone had love for Godhead, and they were doing Kirtan. That's why when the devotees from Bengal along with Mahaprabhu arrived in Jagannath Puri, Pratapendra was watching that pastime. And he asked, I have never heard such Kirtan before. I have seen many, many Kirtan parties and I have heard them many, many times. But this kind of Kirtan I have never heard. Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told King Pratapendra that, yes, this is special Kirtan. This is Prema Sankirtan. This is not normal. So that Prema Sankirtan was going around the Rath car. And Mahaprabhu was chanting and dancing. And all these devotees, they saw that Mahaprabhu was dancing with them. Each party was thinking that Mahaprabhu is with us, he is dancing with us. Only few devotees could see that Mahaprabhu was there in all the chanting parties. He expanded himself and he was standing and dancing with all the chanting parties. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya could see that. And even King Pratapendra could see that. So then Mahaprabhu has given already the mercy to King Pratapendra. Only selected devotees could see this amazing pastime of Lord Chaitanya. So we can see the theatre is always auspicious, spreading the mercy to everyone. So for us, yes, when there are festivals, when there are preaching events, it's an absorption. And that kind of absorption help us to remind that we are not the body, we are not the mind, but we are servants of Krishna, and we can engage in Krishna service, we can get absorbed in Krishna service. So I stop here and see if there are any comments or questions. Okay, we didn't seem to be satisfied. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Krishna Sri Bhagavatam ki jai, Gopal ki jai, Gaura Prema.